LandryFootball.com for all the college and NFL information you want. And here's an extra that he's got for everybody. For those who join up, 50% will be sent to help people that are affected by the flood. Flood victims. That's right. LandryFootball.com donating 50% of any of the membership payments to the flood victims. That's at LandryFootball.com. Again, analysis, college and pro football, film room breakdowns, recruiting information, draft analysis and information. Tuesday and Thursday, the Landry Football Podcast. On Wednesdays, the new Rush the Field College Football Podcast. All of these must listens. LandryFootball.com for the best season membership package ever. And Chris, you were telling me a couple days ago on the podcast, one of many things you get into is what actually happened and is happening at Florida State. Can you give them the cliff notes?
Yeah, you know, we, of course, on the podcast every Tuesday and Thursday, we try to cover a lot of different topical things. But during the season, with all the game breakdowns and going through all that, we sometimes, you know, we don't want the podcast to go too long. So we did a special podcast, and if you're interested, folks, go to the website. It's free. Just click on the left side and click on Florida State, and you'll see a special LandryFootball.com report. It's an audio post. It's about 25 minutes, and it takes you folks into the background of what's happened at Florida State over the years, from Jimbo's fight with the administration, how that's led to the issues with the economic situations, facilities, and what his vision was for, and how it led to what we saw into the breakup, the divorce last year, and kind of where they are, the whole Willie Taggart and kind of the process of at least my view of what Willie's strengths and weaknesses were and kind of where they are. So we go in through all of that. Here's what I will say in the Cliff Notes version, because, again, it takes a long time. You know, everyone is quick to say, well, it's Jimbo left them in this situation. Well, Jimbo did his part, because there's no doubt that he had one foot out the door at Tallahassee towards College Station last year. But for the people that think this is all Jimbo's fault and it's just this is just a bad roster that can't compete, let me just say that and everyone's focusing on the offensive line, and rightly so. This is a bad offensive line. This offensive line, folks, player for player, is better than Western Michigan's offensive line, who blocked Syracuse's defensive front a lot better than Florida State did. And part of what I talked about is how, you know, Willie is the type that has to recruit players to fit what he does, and he doesn't have a lot of flexibility, not because he's stubborn, because of know-how of doing things other than out of his comfort zone. So my point was, I go into a lot of details about where they are and how there are things you can do to correct it during the season schematically to make your offensive line play better, where you're not struggling to beat Stanford and getting beat handily by Syracuse. So there are things during the season you got to make your players better. During the offseason, you got to get better players. And so I think we go into that, and I think folks will like it.
Couple games that stand out this weekend. Let's go Aggies and Bama. Aggies are about to get another measurement as to where they're at. They're about a 4-touchdown underdog here. Alabama is playing outstanding at the moment. Maybe they haven't played anybody, but they're playing outstanding at the moment. Can the Aggies hang in there for half this game?
Half is possible. I think it's going to be a different test than what Alabama had last week against Ole Miss. Different style. I thought they passed the test of, you know, pattern matching and playing coverage against Ole Miss with only having to blitz seven times and being able to rush the passer with four. This game is going to be a little different in terms of what they're going to see offensively. What Jimbo wants to do is run the football and wants to move the pocket with Kellen Mond. So they're going to have to play it schematically a little different. But I just think that they're way too much for A&M. And Bill, I don't know what the score is going to be at half. I mean, if it's a two-possession game at halftime, then that's maybe depends upon your definition of staying in it. I think this might be less explosive in terms of Ole Miss scores one touchdown and then Alabama just is, you know, completely dominating after that. This game might be a little different, maybe a little closer for longer, but I expect Alabama to pull away and win decisively again.
Chris is located down there in Baton Rouge. He obviously is a national analyst, but he's down there close. I got to tell you, I'd have lost a lot of money if I'm gambling on picking against LSU so far.
Well, you know, I think here's the thing about it. I thought Auburn, after blowing a 20-point lead last year, would finish the job this year. And I thought in a close game they would beat LSU. Thrilled for LSU, but I'm sitting to me, I guess I'm looking at it a little bit differently than maybe a lot of people are. I think the biggest story is how Auburn 2 years in a row has blown double-digit leads when they had the game kind of going in their way and they couldn't finish. That to me would be concerning. That's when I broke down the tape, that's what just jumped out and spoke clearly to me. I think the thing about LSU is this, because I heard, you're right, I live down here, so I hear this more than I hear at any other place is, you know, when you go to the store and everything, oh, what's LSU going to be this year? You know, everybody around here thought they were going to be 7-5. Some are 6-2, you know, it's just the sky is falling type. Bill, this LSU team, this talent, is not 7-5. There's only Georgia and Alabama are considerably better. Auburn and LSU are pretty close in talent. LSU's a little bit better overall defensively because their secondary's better. But in this game, where Auburn had some advantages on offense, they didn't take advantage of that. And LSU didn't play a great game on offense, but the difference ultimately was Joe Burrow made clutch plays. Jarrett Stidham didn't. Jarrett probably played an overall, had better plays in the game, but when it mattered most, Joe Burrow did. So I don't know. Here's the thing. It's the same people that thought they were going to go 7-5 now think that they can challenge Alabama. Folks, it's a reactionary society. They got a long way to go. They don't match up well against LSU, that is. They don't match up with Georgia and Alabama. And, you know, let's see what they do against Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Georgia and A&M, all teams that LSU is more talented than. But, you know, my guess is that they are going to end up kind of with the record I thought they would, and that's about 8-4.
Urban Meyer's out of timeout. Now, he's been on the practice field, but now he can be at game. Tulane game's next, and then, of course, they got to go to Happy Valley. Just from a continuity point of view, I mean, is there any concerns there, or does it make this team just explode even bigger? How does that work?
No, I think Urban getting back is going to help in this regard. You know, I think people, you know, I thought Ryan Day and Schiano, those guys on the staff did a really good job. But it is an extra layer of responsibility on game day to have to delegate timeouts, certain decisions that need to be made during the game. And remember, you know, same guy still calling the plays on offense and defense. This is going to streamline things. It also, because Urban is really involved in special teams, it just kind of helps delegate more during the game day situations where he's going to be there. So I think it's only going to be positive. As I watch them, I see Ohio State as supremely talented. I look at them defensively. They miss too many tackles at this point. And I kind of said this week, just looking at a big picture, Alabama and Georgia are the two best teams in the country that I've seen. Then there's a slight line, and then there's Ohio State and Clemson. And the separation between Alabama and Georgia and Ohio State and Clemson is how Alabama and Georgia play with a little better discipline, a little better finish, play for four quarters, but I think that Ohio State in particular, even more so than Clemson, can match up personnel-wise. Clemson's got some work to do on the offensive line, but to get back to your point on Ohio State, they'll be fine. This will get them a game to get things in order to see what they can do in Happy Valley in a week.
Couple of games I'll throw at you, we'll let you out the door. Tennessee, Florida on Saturday. Neither team very good, but the fan bases are really interested in the outcome of this game because it's year one and they're standing behind their coaches, obviously. What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, to me, it is – I don't like to play this game as more important for it because I don't really buy that. But I can tell you this, that I think there's greater expectation this year for Florida than Tennessee. So I think it would be a tough game for Florida to lose. If Tennessee plays well, I think that their fan base could see some optimism with it, although they may not like it. There's still some unknown. I don't think these teams are all that good. I think you're right. I think Florida's better. We'll see if they play better. I expect them to. I just think they've got a lot more at their disposal in which they can play. Now, I'm just still last week breaking down the tape. Offensive line and quarterback's play is still not real sharp for Florida, but I like their chances a little bit more, but I'm not crazy about either. And of course, you and I remember when that was the game in the SEC in the early part of the year because the winner of that game won the East, and it's a far cry from that as everything in the East is going through Georgia. So it's still a big game, and I think it can be a good game again. If this could be the East version of a good Auburn-LSU rivalry in the future because it's the starter. It's the early part of the season, but because it's the early part, it doesn't define anything towards the end of the year anymore. So I think it's going to be a good one, but I do like Florida going into it.
I give you one more. TCU, Texas. Texas coming off a nice score against Southern Cal. We don't really know who they beat because Southern Cal doesn't look very good. TCU's well coached, and this has been a tough matchup for Texas.
Well, I think the only issue there is TCU coming off of a big game last week against Ohio State. They're just better than Texas. They're better coached. They're more athletic. They've got more explosive playmakers on both sides of the ball. This to me is TCU just being a better team. Texas did play better last week against a struggling USC team. I think TCU kind of turns it back around.
Oh, one more. Kentucky hosting Mississippi State. I don't like the mainstream term or phrase under the radar. I'll try and stay away from that. But it's probably not getting the love it's due, right?
No, it's not. And I think it's a really good game. This Mississippi State defense at front, folks, is for real.
Yeah,
and I know
nasty.
You hear a lot of stuff, and sometimes it's hype. This team's really good up front, and this is the best offensive line that Mark Stoops has had at Kentucky. I just think Mississippi State's just more talented. Terry Wilson's playing well. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I just think Mississippi State's a little better. We can see what Nick Fitzgerald can do in terms of improving their ability in the passing game, but I think they're able to get this done. I think they're the more talented of the – I know they're the more talented of the two, and I think they'll play better in this game, and I like them.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Appreciate you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, buddy.
There he is, Chris Landry.